Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbangers Kitchen. It's time to pork things up. We're going to be cooking up a delicious pork chop today with a creamy mustard sauce. Trust me guys, this is going to be delicious. So let's stop poking around and go make that pork chop. So the first thing we're going to do is score the fat on the pork. And the reason we do this is so that the pork chop doesn't curl up when we fry it. Then we're going to season it with some salt, some pepper and some cayenne pepper very generously and on both sides. Once that's done, we're going to get the pan on the gas and I'm using my trusty ye old iron skillet, which I don't get to use very often. Of course, make sure there's plenty of oil in the pan. Once the oil is nice and hot, we're going to sear the pork chops. So put them in that hot pan and you want some nice golden brown color on either side. So let that cook out for a bit. And then what we're going to do is we're going to turn the pork on the fat side. Because we want to render some of that fat and get it nice and crispy. Turn it. Once that is done, you turn it over. And you want a good golden brown color on the other side as well. Then I'm going to add in some butter and I'm using a delicious garlic and herb butter. So if you don't have that, just use regular butter, some fresh garlic and some fresh herbs. Your choice, of course. Baste the pork chops in that delicious butter as it's melting. And then once the pork is cooked, remove it from the pan. Now you can see I have a lot of oil in the pan, so I'm going to strain out most of that oil. And then in the same pan, I'm going to saute some green bell peppers. Once that's done, we're going to deglaze the pan with some water. Not too much, just enough. And you can see the water turns brown from all that caramelization at the bottom of the pan. Ooh la la, that's all flavor right there. Then we're going to add in a spoon of our favorite mustard. So you can use Dijon, you can use French, you can use whole grain, whatever you like, your choice. Then I'm going to pour in some of the resting juices from the pork. Believe me folks, that is some good flavor right there. Make sure you're constantly stirring everything and it's all well mixed. Then I'm going to add some fresh cream. And that's just going to give it a lovely, fresh, rich creaminess. And of course, no keto recipe is complete without cheese. So I'm going to put in some Swiss cheese and just put in whatever cheese you like and that's going to melt in there and you're going to have a delicious creamy cheesy mustardy sauce. And finally we're going to finish it off with a favorite herb of our choice. Now my choice was parsley, but parsley was not available at the supermarket. So I'm using spring onion greens for now. You can use whatever you like, whatever fresh herb tickles your fancy. And that's it, your sauce is ready. Time to plate up now. Oh my, does that look good or does that look good? Time to taste this bad boy now. Okay, the moment of truth is here. Time for me to taste this pork and I've obviously chopped it up beforehand because, you know, can't talk and film and eat and all at the same time. Mm. Oh my God. The sauce is to die for. And the pork is cooked perfectly, it's tender, it's juicy. The fat, because I rendered it, it's little like bursts of flavor in your mouth. Oh man, no complaints here. This pork chop is to die for. Oh, so good. I just can't stop eating. I mean, why would anyone want to stop eating good, delicious, creamy, cheesy, mustardy pork sauce. And to be really honest, the green peppers are killing it, like in a really good way. So anyway, do try this recipe. I really hope you enjoyed. And you know what? I will see you on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. So till then, cheers and keep cooking.